107, Sacramento Police. Unit 99, are you in the clear?
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909, in service, on the air. This is Sergeant Dan Meredith of Unit 99 at Headquarters, Police Department, City of Sacramento, California. My detail is to ride in Unit 99, our tape recorder-equipped radio car, and to respond whenever the dispatcher transmits a signal to one of our other units on duty somewhere in the city. At the scene, we make the recordings which we provide for this program. Now, to tell you more about Unit 99, here is our chief, James V. Hicks, Sacramento Police.
The job of a police officer is your protection. The cases you hear on this radio program are real cases. The police are real, the victims and the criminals are real. We are glad to provide Unit 99 and Sergeant Meredith so that you will hear how the police of a great city work night and day for your protection. Make no mistake about it. There are no actors on these tapes. They are real from beginning to end. Now to Unit 99 and Sergeant Dan Meredith on duty.
We just came upon an accident at 29th and J. John involving two automobiles. One car is partially into the cleaning establishment. The other one is right against it at the rear. I don't know if anybody has heard. Let's get out and check it.
Is this one of the drivers here?
Yes, sir. This is the driver of the Plymouth Coupe there.
Before we get started, is there anybody hurt?
Yes, this gentleman's wife and your baby, wasn't it, sir?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
And they're at the county hospital now.
Okay. Well, how do you feel? Where is your injury? On the knee there?
Just on the knee right here. I've got a lump here. I don't know. I can walk, but it hurts.
Which direction were you coming?
I was coming down 20... Was it 30th? No, I was coming down this way.
You were going south. Down
south,
south on 29th Street.
Right.
And the other car, which direction was it going?
It was coming down J Street, which I didn't see.
It was coming east on J. Mm-hmm. Now, I see this intersection is controlled by electrical signals.
Right.
Did you see the signals?
Yes, I did.
What color was the signal for you?
It was green.
And no doubt the other car went through the red. Is that your contention?
Well, from what I can remember, because the impact was so quick and so fast, I didn't have time to even see anything. I didn't have time to even put on the brakes or anything.
How fast do you think that you were going at the time?
Well, making these signals going about 20, 25 miles an hour.
Oh, Kaminsky.
Sergeant?
Where's the other driver?
I believe the driver of this car went to the hospital in the ambulance, as far as we know.
Is that right? How serious was it?
I don't know, Sergeant. I didn't even see them. They were loaded and just rolled out when we arrived.
You didn't get a statement from this driver
at
all?
Yes.
You're going into the emergency and check with him?
Directly to the county.
Oh, to the county.
We're going to the county as soon as the tow cars remove the automobiles.
Fine, we'll go with you. Davies, before we go out to county hospital to check with the other driver, do you have any witnesses on this?
Yes, we did. We had a witness who was directly behind the Plymouth Coupe and the other car involved.
Okay, we'll check with you out the county hospital.
How do you do, sir? Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, sir.
Well, just lie still. Maybe we can get it for you.
What happened out there, 29th J, tonight?
Well, really, I was just going along, coming home, driving along, bang, that happened, that's all.
Did you happen to notice the color of the signal light as you entered the intersection of 29th Street, sir?
Well, I noticed the signal light. I'm positive the signal light was open that I should go.
Have you been drinking tonight, sir?
I did have two drinks of cherry wine, and I had a couple of drinks home before I left.
What time did you leave home, sir?
Well, really, I couldn't tell. I don't know what time I left home.
Okay, sir.
Do you know what time it is now, sir?
No, I know. It's a little late.
Have you any idea what time it is?
No, I haven't.
How fast were you going?
I really couldn't say. I wasn't going to fly. I know I was just posing along.
Just poking along.
Posing along slow.
You remember the impact and after the impact?
No, I don't.
You recall where your car ended up?
Yeah, it was on the long side of a business place there. And,
how old are you now, sir?
I'm 67 now.
67, and by whom are you employed?
I'm retired. I retired from the state. I worked in the state for 23 years.
And how many drinks did you say you had tonight?
Well, we had two downtown. I'd say about five.
Mm-hmm. Five drinks of what, sir?
Cherry wine.
Five drinks of cherry wine. Yeah. Anything else?
No, I don't drink. I don't know what to
do. We have several witnesses that put you through a red light eastbound on J Street, and after talking to you and your statement, my partner and I are under the impression that you are under the influence of automobile. Now, to help clear yourself on that matter, you can voluntarily give a blood sample, which will be analyzed by the state. And if that sample comes back negative, well, it'll be to your benefit. Of course, if it comes back positive, it will be conclusive evidence to our beliefs. Are you willing to give that blood sample, sir?
Oh, yeah.
The blood alcohol test of this driver was positive. He was charged, tried, and sentenced for drunk driving.
Unit 5. 7th and T-Tom, Unit 5. A man down and screaming for help. Code 2. Check 5 came in out of 7.
There's one we better check out. Let's get on it.
Yours, sir. There's a man down on the sidewalk. Let's get out. Hello, Yates.
Hello, Danny.
Harper?
Hey, Sergeant Walker.
Hey. What seems to be the trouble?
He reeks with alcohol.
Coat inside pocket is ripped completely off. How about his other clothing? Hey, boy. How's your head? How are you, all right? Look out, watch it. Hold it, Mac. We're with you now.
Loose one here now.
We're your friends.
Take it easy, Harper.
We're your friends.
Take it easy.
Take it easy, boy. That's all right. We're your friends, amigo. Where do you live, boy? Take it easy now. Right. Hello, Zora. That's Alexander.
What do you got here?
Don't know. Evidently, a strong arm. There's been a toe on here. It looks like he might have been strong armed. He has papers all over the ground here. Purse and comb outside, also.
Well, want to tell us what happened to you? We're police officers. Want to know what happened?
Some guy come out.
What did he do to you?
It appears that he's quite drunk. I'd suggest taking him on down to the station and let the doctor examine him. And then, if necessary, why, booking for 6:30 and talk to him in the morning. If he's got a complaint on a robbery, he can't tell us anything now.
No, he's no condition to talk now. However, it looks like he has been attacked. His clothing is ripped.
They robbed me from my money.
You know who they are?
If I see them, I will.
Well, were they colored fellows, Mexicans, or whites?
No, they were white.
Okay, well.
I mean, now, I was drinking, no doubt about it. At the same time, there were some fellows about that come up to me and at the same time grabbed me just because I was walking down here.
You were walking down the sidewalk here?
Yes, I was.
And they grabbed you right here?
They grabbed me right here, and they took my money, and they smacked me one time.
How many were there?
There was two.
That's all right. You'd know if you saw them again.
Huh? I, I,
About 10. I mean, I'm about to...
How much do you have? Money did you lose?
For the two together.
Huh? How much money did you lose, friend?
She's like my wife.
How much money did you lose?
$68.
$68?
Yeah.
What else did you lose besides money? Did you have your money in the wallet?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
I had my money over here.
In your shirt pocket. Let's see here. It's gone. Okay, then, Harper and Yates, we'll try to question you in the morning sometime.
Yeah, we'll book him for the night. Keep him off the street. Take care of him.
That was a very unhappy and, incidentally, a very sick young man. He made a common but unfortunate mistake. Drinking and displaying money. He babbled something about his wife and baby and undoubtedly regrets he didn't spend the evening with them. He was held overnight for his own protection.
Unit 99.
99, go ahead.
924 radio 99.
924 radio, roger.
KME 97.
Sounds like an interrogation coming up. We'll check with the radio sergeant when we get in.
Sergeant Lyons, we just received a 924 from radio. Come up to the Detective Bureau and see you. What do you have?
I'm just going to question the suspect on that Standard Oil service station on stick-up on Stockton Boulevard. We'd like to know where you got the guns that was used on this job.
I got the guns out of the house next door to where I live.
How'd you get them,
I went in the back door, broke the back glass, went in, got them.
Those are two rifles and revolver?
Yes, sir.
Is that the revolver used on the stick-up?
Yes, sir.
Was there any ammunition in the house?
Yes, sir.
Were the guns loaded?
To my knowledge, I believe one was.
Which one?
The rifle.
Did you load the revolver?
Yes, sir.
Did you use the revolver any time? Fire it or try it out?
Fired it in the air.
When was that?
I was driving down the street.
Shooting anything in particular?
No.
Just fired it in the air. And after you got the guns, what'd you do?
I took them in the house. Went down to a used car lot. Took a car out for a demonstration around the block. Then the salesman was with me. Left the car for a moment to go to the office on some business, and I started her up and drove it off. That's how I obtained the car.
That was the Black Thunderbird?
Yes, sir.
Where'd you go after you took the Thunderbird?
I went back to the house and got my wife and took her over to a friend's house to leave her.
Did you have the... When did you pick up the guns again, Jim?
I picked up the guns at the house after I came back with the Thunderbird.
What happened after you left your wife off the house?
I went out and took the license plates off of a friend of mine's car, put them on this Thunderbird. I drove out to Stockton Boulevard to this new service station that had opened up out there. I went in, asked the man for his money.
Did you display the gun when you walked in that service station, or just what happened?
I walked in and the station attendant asked me if there's something he could do for me. I pulled back my coat. I showed him the pistol stuck in my belt. I told him I wanted him to open the safe. He opened the safe with one key, but he didn't have the other key. I asked him to give me the change out of the register on the island, which he did.
How much money was there?
Well, I've been told I didn't have time to count it. Approximately $40.
And after you obtained the money, what did you do?
On the way back, after I left there, I was on the way back to pick up my wife. I stopped at a grocery store and picked up a pint. I drove back over to my friend's house where I'd left my wife.
Well, I mean, what'd you do with the attendant after you'd taken the money from the register?
Well, I put him in the restroom.
Did you tell him anything?
I told him to stay in there for 5 minutes.
What else did you do?
I stood outside of the door about a minute to see if he was going to stay in, and he did, and I opened the door, and I told him okay, and I left.
Where'd you have the car parked?
About a quarter of a block up from the station.
That was the Thunderbird?
Yes, sir.
After you picked up the whiskey at the store, you went to pick up your wife?
I went back to pick up my wife.
What happened then?
I opened the bottle. I think I had one drink out of it. And the next thing I knew, somebody was telling me to come out with my hands up. I looked out the door of the apartment, and there was a big shotgun staring me in the face.
That was the police?
Yes.
Where was the stolen Thunderbird at that time?
Parked out in front of the house.
Have you a previous prison record?
Yes, sir.
Where?
Oklahoma.
What was that for?
Robbery.
How much time did you serve there?
5.5 years.
That was the Oklahoma State Pen?
That's right.
And where else?
Here in California.
Where'd you serve your time here?
San Quentin and Folsom.
What was that for?
Robbery.
And where'd you fall from?
Beverly Hills, California.
When were you released from Folsom?
July 19th, 1955.
You're on parole at the present time?
I am. I have 4 months to go.
You say you've been in the penitentiary 3 different times?
No, I've been in twice.
What I'm getting to now, how old are you?
40 years old.
And how much time have you served behind bars?
Approximately a little over 15 years.
In other words, you went when you were quite young, is that true?
I was 17 at the time of my first commitment.
Well, now, what's this man charged with here?
Well, he's charged with 211, that's robbery, burglary, an ex-con with a gun, and car theft.
What led you to commit these crimes?
Well, it's a long story. It all goes back to November 1955. I got married right after I'd gotten out. As a matter of fact, I got married the 25th of July in 1955, 6 days after my release. And my wife's brother had a business up in Washington, which he wanted to turn over to us. So with the permission of the parole office, I was transferred to Washington. During the time from November until May of 1956, my wife and I ran this business, which consisted of approximately 14 hours a day. We went in the hole approximately $5,000. So after seeing where we couldn't see ourselves clear, after 6 months, we gave it back to my brother-in-law, which we bought it on a conditional sales contract. So I came back to Sacramento, and after a few hard weeks of looking for work, I finally obtained a job driving a truck again. And during the time that I was driving the truck, I was getting bills, threatening letters from its creditors in Spokane. And due to the lack of season, November, everything was slacking off. Truck driver became a premium. There was nothing in the union hall. So it started getting a little bit pinching, a little binding. Until that time, I'd laid off of drinking. I'd never once been picked up and questioned for anything. I was on the straight and narrow. The night I started drinking, the night before this escapade that I went on, I was drinking pretty heavy. Heavy enough that I don't remember getting home from the car. I slapped my wife. And the next morning when I woke up, I continued drinking. I was mad at the world, ashamed of myself for what I'd done, the way everything was stacking up on me. I was trying. And I went berserk, I guess, just lost my head for 3 hours. I didn't hurt myself, I hurt my wife. She's the one that has to pay. Whiskey has been my downfall. Now whiskey's cost me everything I've got. I've lost everything.
This robber seems to have figured out a fairly plausible explanation for his actions. In view of the fact that he blames whiskey for his misfortune and that he spent half his life in jails or prisons, it is obvious that he paid a pretty high price for his refreshment. What's more, the bill isn't paid in full. He's back in prison.
This is Unit 99 in Sacramento, California. These on-the-scene tape recordings were provided by the Sacramento Police Department and were made on duty by Sergeant Dan Meredith in Unit 99. Your host is Chief James V. Hicks of the Sacramento Police Department.
KMA 907, Sacramento Police. Unit 99, are you in the clear?
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909, in service, on the air.
Unit 99 has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.